are listening to Hey, Let's Get Real with Mallory Lauren. Have you ever had to do whatever it takes to support your family? I was working overnights and getting home when everyone was waking up for the day. I watched my youngest during the day while my oldest was at school and my fiancé was at work. I would sleep around 5 to 6 hours a day if I was lucky. I was tired and knew something had to change. That's when I decided to do the research and learn how I could work from home. Let's fast forward to today, where I'm speaking to successful female entrepreneurs about all things business, family, and life. So grab a seat while we share our stories, and hey, let's get real. Before you check out today's episode, make sure you listen to the last episode where I spoke with Zulma Bernice about setting boundaries in your business and personal life. On today's episode, I am speaking with Laura Keybart. Laura is the CEO of Laura Keybart Copy and runs a copywriting strategies membership for online entrepreneurs. After growing a six-figure business in a highly price-sensitive niche, she now guides online business owners in building their own successful businesses through crafting copy that builds connections and results in revenue. Welcome, Laura. I'm so happy you are here. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Mallory. I'm really happy to be here. And so I have two online businesses, actually, which I know sounds insane. I did not always have two, and I don't recommend starting two at the same time. But I have my copywriting strategies membership, and that is over at laurakeybartcopy.com. And so I help online entrepreneurs, beginners and those who feel like they're beginners, because how often do we feel like we're a beginner, right? No matter how long we've been doing this.
Yep.
But I help online business owners engage their audience through copy that converts buyers into, you know, our raving fans, like raving fans into buyers, buyers into raving fans. It's all about, you know, what we say and how we say it to connect with our audiences. So I learned copywriting skills from my first online business, which I still have to this day. And that is a six-figure business in the education space that I built from scratch while working full-time. So nice. Lots of tears at 2 a.m. I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that. But I love that business. And that's really where I honed my copywriting skills. And so I started helping people online. People started paying me, not by the droves by any means. Like, we all start out doing what we can in the beginning. But I mean, there's such a need for that. And it's not the kind of thing that you can hire out right away. It's expensive. And even if you have the money, I don't recommend hiring that out until, like, it's difficult to write really good copy when you don't even know your messaging, when you're still trying to figure out how to best connect with your audience, when you're trying to really, you know, talk authentically about the products and services you offer. Like, you have to learn all those things as a business owner, and it takes time. So that's why I started the copywriting strategies membership, so that I can help online business owners through that process, just one nugget at a time, one thing at a time, because it is such a learning process. So yeah, so that's what I'm doing online. So I work A weeks and B weeks. I kind of set up that schedule for myself. A weeks, I work on my education business. And B weeks, I work on my copywriting strategies business.
That's a good idea to separate it, so you're not trying, like, overlapping everything. And you can just have one mindset for that week.
Yeah, definitely. So it's helped keep things organized, and it allows me to get into the flow of things, so that I can really batch content and schedule things out and serve my clients without, you know, bouncing back and forth between the two businesses, because I love both of them. I want both of them.
Yeah. That's awesome. So now is my favorite time on the show, where it's time to get real. Tell me about a struggle that you've had and how you overcame it.
So many, and we're never done. You think, when I get to this point in business, I won't be struggling anymore. When I get to that point in business, I'll have it all figured out. And that's not true. It just, what you struggle with changes. So like one example, okay, you asked for one example. So one example for me is I am an introvert. Like I love working from home. I love being by myself. I love getting my nose into my business. I love serving my clients. But as an introvert, there have been some scary things for me that I've had to do to grow my business. And so that could be anything from hosting a virtual summit where I've got to reach out to people I've never met before and convince them to come onto my summit.
Yeah.
Convince them that this is a good idea for them. I mean, but that's where the copywriting skills come in, right? That was terrifying. But I did it anyway. And I think I've learned that when you're terrified to do something in your business, it does not have to be something as big as a virtual summit. It could be a webinar you're going to do for the first time. It could be a Facebook Live you're going to do for the first time. It could be hitting send on a new email. Mm-hmm. But being terrified is okay. It's just not okay to sit in that. It's more like, I'm so nervous. I'm so scared. I'm going to do it anyway. Like, that's the mindset.
Yeah.
So that's what I've really, that's something I've struggled with, because I've always thought I'll get to a certain point where these things don't scare me anymore. I'll get to a certain point where none of this matters. Like me being scared to try new things doesn't matter. Nope. It's always there. And so I've learned, I just do it anyway. I send that email anyway. I reach out to that influencer anyway, and the world is still turning.
Yes. That is definitely one of the hardest things, I think, on my side, too.
Yeah. I think for a lot of us. I think a lot of people can relate to this.
Oh, yeah. So where can people reach out and follow you at?
So my website is laurakeybartcopy.com. I also have the Copywriting Strategies podcast Facebook group. So not a fancy name at all. It's just the Copywriting Strategies podcast group. And then I also have my Copywriting Strategies membership. So everything is linked up. So all that information is at my website, laurakeybartcopy.com, or you can find me on Facebook at, which is which is the Copywriting Strategies podcast group.
Perfect. I'll add those in the show notes as well.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah. It was great speaking with you today, Laura. Thank you for coming on and sharing with us. Don't forget to come back for the next episode where I am speaking with Lindsay Vertner about how she was able to overcome a fatal car wreck. If you like this podcast and would like to hear more, please subscribe and leave me a review and a rating. Thank you, and I'll see you next time on Hey, Let's Get Real.